Hey, I saw this report come out today from Matt Hayes, USA Today, that the Georgia Bulldogs wanted to hang on to Carson Beck when he entered the transfer portal. Remember?
That's, sure.
This young man, he was going to go to the NFL draft. He has a torn UCL, and so he said, nah, maybe I'll come back to college. And within a day of re-entering the transfer portal, it became known that he was going to go to the University of Miami. And this report from Hayes saying, no, Georgia wanted to hang on to him, and they tried to make the effort, but Beck was like, nope, I'm going to go to Miami, where his girlfriend is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we saw what they did with Cam Ward this past year, too. He's like, well, maybe I can do that. Cam Ward is really good at Washington State, though.
Yeah, the whole being good part preceded it.
Yeah. You know what he drove, his car with Georgia?
Who?
Cam Ward? Part of his NIL deal? Carson Beck?
No.
The NIL was not the big issue here.
No. What did he drive?
He had a Lambo. Quinn Ewers has it. Aston Martin.
Yeah, I know he is the Aston Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
Having boosters is good.
Yeah, but I feel like Georgia, come on. Everything that you guys have had, we're going to be giving guys Lambos?
Yeah.
Probably not the best.
See, I think it wrapped around a freaking tree at some point in time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But
also, don't give them vehicles that weigh too much.
Oh, yeah, okay. There you go.
Destroy themselves, not others.
This tells me, though, what Georgia feels and how Georgia feels about the transfer class in the portal right now, right? One, they're behind the eight ball with who they can bring in from the portal because they're behind everybody else. Because we saw with guys like Bo Prabula, who had to leave Penn State in December because he was like, I got to find a landing spot from these quarterback needy teams. I think also, with how valuable the portal was this past year, think of every legitimate contender in college football this year.
Mm-hmm. Transfers.
Transfer portal dictated all of it. And you're going to be looking at this year, the national championship game, Will Howard versus Riley Leonard are two guys that transferred in just this past offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to go deeper. Dylan Gabriel at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Ward at Miami, who was a Heisman Trophy finalist in a team that was in the playoff hunt up until the very end of the season. Sam Levitt, Arizona State's quarterback, was in the transfer portal. Hell, you can have
dictated by an Oregon State quarterback going to Michigan State.
That's right.
And Aiden Childs.
You can put an asterisk next to it, but Quinn Ewers was a transfer portal guy as well. He wasn't last year's portal, but
from Ohio State.
From Ohio State, right? If you take the final eight teams in college football, the only ones that were not portal guys were Drew Aller, Maddox Madsen, and Gunnar Stockton / Carson Beck, which are the three teams that played with a quarterback deficiency in the college football playoff.
Which kind of highlights that. And, you know, we talked about this the other day, the difference between being spoiled on the West Coast with quarterback play and the rest of the country not knowing how to play the position. I think that's becoming a thing that is impacting maybe the SEC more than any other conference in the country because of the transfer portal, because of the proliferation of talent, because of how things are moving around. Don't get me wrong, the SEC is cleaning up in the skill positions and in the trenches, which is like the most impactful things that, you know, day in, day out during the season. But look at the quarterback play in that conference.
That's kind of always been the story with the SEC, though, is that they were able to stockpile talent everywhere. Look at the early Alabama teams, right? Mm-hmm. It was they didn't have a quarterback.
Nope.
When who was old Bama Bangs bro, whose brother was on the MTV high school show?
Oh God,
John Parker Wilson.
Yeah,
that was his name.
And then you move into even like the advanced version of that, and Greg McElroy.
Yeah,
like.
That there's always kind of been that. Now, there are transfers like Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
There were guys like Tim Tebow, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, obviously. But that was Alabama's quarterback run. They shifted the idea of how they recruited that position.
And where they spent their money.
And if you look at a lot of the teams in the SEC, like, hell, you can even go to Stetson Bennett, right? Stetson Bennett was the guy that Georgia was like,
year or 6 year?
We don't want you. And he's like, okay, goes to a JUCO and then comes back to Georgia, right? That is kind of always what, but they've always been able to stockpile literally every other
everywhere
position.
Else. Yeah,
and you have like serviceable to good quarterback play. That is what gets you by. Well, NIL has leveled the playing field, mm-hmm. but this is an interesting one because NIL, obviously not a factor in the Georgia decision with no. Carson Beck, but I think it is telling of what Georgia thinks of the talent pool in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And are we going to see a big shift in college football this year like we did, or next year like we did this past season, with that quarterback transfer portal being the guys who make teams and turn them into contenders in playoff runs?
I think we also got spoiled with possibly a generational quarterback class last year in the NFL.
Yeah.
With Drake, Caleb, Jaden, Bo, and potentially JJ and Michael. But
Penix.
Yeah. It's you take a look at that group and you're like, oh, that's normal. And it's like, how many of those guys are transfers? And, you know, how many of those guys are moving around? And yep. it's like, Bo's a transfer. Penix is a transfer. Caleb's a transfer. Like, I think that when that first happened, that first portal, we got kind of spoiled by that. But I think we also just got generationally lucky for a couple years of just having really good quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're in a little bit of a sparse period of quarterback play in college football. Like, this draft class does not look good at all for quarterbacks. Next year's class doesn't look that great for quarterback play right now. And I think that you're going to see the matriculation and the movement, mm-hmm. like the group of guys, you know, the Mateers, the Mendozas, well, and those guys, but they're not the same level of quarterback. And maybe, because Bo Nix was not on this level. He was a guy that was, you know, he was good, but it was like, wasn't really working for him. So he goes to Oregon, then it gets supercharged. And maybe you see that with some of these guys. I think you could say the same thing with Penix. Like, there's been a lot of these guys, like, there's trends or signs of being good, Cam Ward, and then kind of unlocking it to another level. And again, maybe somebody in this group, the Malik Murphys, the Miller Mosses, you know, of those guys. But
see, I don't think that will happen, though, because of where they're going.
Yeah,
and here this is the big difference. Here is like Will Howard went to Ohio State, Dylan Gabriel went to Oregon, Riley Leonard went to Notre Dame, where they had all recruited at this level of being a championship contender. Carson Beck goes to Miami, that could be probably the most impactful. John Mateer going to Oklahoma. Oklahoma had a lot more issues than just the quarterback position.
And they had the five-star that they were behind before this.
But that could be the unlocking. They have a new offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. obviously. Ben Arbuckle coming from Washington State and being with John Mateer before.
Sounds like a familiar thing we've
going
seen.
They're going to hit the road running right there. Fernando Mendoza going to Indiana. I don't know if Indiana is going to do it again like they had this year. Their schedule is going to be tougher just inherently by not missing literally everybody in the Big Ten that was of note this past year, except for Ohio State. But then that familiarity that you had, Curtis Rourke, he was really dang good. He was really good this year, but are all of the, they're going to be losing a lot of those transfers that came in for one final run this past year from James Madison and elsewhere. They had a lot of one and done type guys. You look at Luke Cromenhope from Florida State. He goes to Mississippi State.
Mm.
That's not going to be a big one. And we're talking these are just the highly rated quarterbacks in the portal. Malik Murphy goes to Oregon State. They are not going to be a college football playoff contender. Miller Moss at Louisville. Louisville's not going to be a college football playoff contender. Darian Mensah is going to Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Not a contender.
To fill the role left by Riley Leonard 2 years ago. It's like,
fill the role of Malik Murphy,
yeah.
who is going to Oregon State, who had a career year at Duke mm-hmm. this past year. And then Connor Wegman goes from A&M to Houston. Not going to be that big step up. I think that right there, the Carson Beck in Georgia being like, we wanted to have him back. I think that says a lot about what the portal class looks like
where things
as
are at.
Well. Now, who are they going to be able to, and this is going to be the dirty little note of college football, right? Coaches are complaining about it left and right. Which collective is going to be able to lure a sitting quarterback out for a team like Georgia, who knows they need one,
mm-hmm.
and how do they go and find that quarterback moving forward? Spring portal is where they might find their quarterback.
Which is an interesting spot for Georgia to find themselves.
I would say so. Yeah, I think that would be a pretty unique position that they're mm-hmm. in.